Marcus Sahaba Online Radio. Empowering the Ummah.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah, we say we welcome you to this program, Al-Fiqhu ala al-Madahib al-Arba'a, Jurisprudence according to the four schools of thought. We continue with our series on this day, the 15th of Rajab, 1443, on inheritance, episode number 6. We have our Honorable Mufti Saab here. Mufti Saab, Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Wa alaykum assalam wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Barakallahu feekum wa nazaid kan. Jazakallahu khairan.
Mufti Saab, as a revision, what is the importance of having a will?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. Nahmaduhu wa nusalli ala rasulihil kareem. Amma ba'd. All praise is due to Almighty Allah, the sustainer, nourisher and cherisher of the universe. Peace, blessings and salutations be upon our beloved master and leader, Nabi Muhammad Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala has mentioned the shares of the heirs in the noble Quran. In chapter 4, Suratul Nisa, verses 11 up to 14. And in verse 13-14, Almighty Allah mentions both scenarios. If a person does everything correctly, وَذَٰلِكَ الْفَوْزُ الْعَظِيمُ, and that is the supreme success, first the person must take out all the things that other people entrusted him or her with. So somebody's house, there's a mayit, they must make sure the things that don't belong to them must be given to the rightful owners. Thereafter, the good and the bathing, the kafan, the shrouding, salatul janaza, the burial, funeral expenses for the hearse and for the grave, the kafan, the shroud. So all that must come from the estate. If somebody else wants to pay from it, a son, daughter, family, friend, whoever, permissible. Second one is debts. Debts will mean all the debts of human being, Muslim and non-Muslim. So that is the Hanafi school. Shafi'is, Maliki's, Hanbali's say, the debts of human beings and the debts of Almighty Allah, all are included, whether it is a zakat that's outstanding or whether it's the fidya that's outstanding. That person, for example, supposed to fast and he didn't fast for whatever reason, he was sick but he recovered and he didn't fast, so that you call fidya, $2 per day, 30 rand per day he has to pay. And remember that, for example, sadaqatul fitr, fitra, so all that payment must be done, that's compulsory. Third one will be wasiya. Wasiya means to bequeath to non-heirs, whether it's a person, whether an organization, whether a Muslim or non-Muslim, maximum 1/3 from the total estate. So now when the estate is finished, that first part, second part, now what is left over, so the net estate, so from there you pay maximum 1/3, and that for non-heirs. And the fourth one will be the shares of the heirs. So if we do things properly, alhamdulillah, we do things as we want to, unilaterally increase somebody's share, decrease somebody's share, disown somebody, deprive somebody, serious, serious consequences. Chapter 4, Surah Nisa, verse 14, وَمَنْ يَعْصِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَتَعَدَّ حُدُودًا, whosoever disobeys Almighty Allah Jalla wa'ala and Mustafa sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and goes beyond the limits, that is the meaning of beyond the limits, that the person get increases somebody's share, decreases, deprives, disowns somebody. يُدْخِلُهُ نَارًا خَالِدًا فِيهَا, Allah dispatches that person to Jahannam and the hellfire for very, very long period. وَلَهُ عَذَابٌ مُهِينٌ, and for such a person, remember, there'll be humiliating, disgraceful punishment. Allah protect us all. The hadith in Bukhari Sharif, Abu Dawood, that يَبِيتُ لَيْلَتَيْنِ إِلَّا وَصِيَّتُهُ مَكْتُوبَةٌ عِنْدَهُ, Habibuna Mustafa sallallahu alaihi wasallam said that the true Muslim who has wealth and assets should not allow two nights to pass, but his final will and last testament should be written already, prepared already. Me and you, we left the home in two nights, 20, 30, 40 years, and we're just hoping things will work out. So that definitely is unacceptable, is wajib, compulsory upon every Muslim who is baligh and mature, that we must have a will. Remember that whether we are rich or whether we are poor, male or female. So everyone should ensure now in Rajab, before Shaaban starts, before Ramadan starts, all these issues are settled and they are done already. Second point is, you are a multi-millionaire, and many families, because I know they contact me, so they say we were 20 million, 50 million, 100 million, and so many millions they have. So I tell them that try and give it out during your lifetime. So when you give during your lifetime to your sons and daughters, you give out equally. Yes, if some son or daughter, they're really struggling, you give them more and so forth compared to the other siblings. So not based on favoritism, but based on need and necessity. So that also will be permissible. But you must take cognizance of two things. When I give out and distribute to my children and so forth during my lifetime, the giftee, the recipient, my son, my daughter, must take possession, transfer must take place, and I, the person giving to them, cannot stipulate conditions. People say, I'm giving you the block of flats, but the income will come to me. I'm giving you the car, but I'll take it whenever I want to. So you can't make conditions like that. Those conditions fall away, they become null and void. And remember, the giver, when you give it to that person, so the giftee, the recipient, must take possession. So these are things we must know, and then we can resolve the issues Islamically.
Mufti Sahib, once again, as a recap, can we go through the shares of the husband and the wife?
Alhamdulillah, we know the husband and wife, they must inherit, unless Allah forbid one of them became murtad or an apostate and denounced Islam, Allah forbid. So let's take it now, if husband passes away, the wife or wives, so if there's a child or children of this husband from this wife or previous wife, so remember then her share will be, or their share will be 12.5%. So 1/8. So wife share will be 12.5 or 25%. I die now, so my wife 25%, no children. Allah give ma'ana zahid damat barakatuhum atal allahu umrahu wa lihyatahu. So Allah give him long life. But he passes away, so his wife, mashallah, will inherit how much? 12.5%. Why? These children involve child children. So that is how we should understand. Simple. Remember, wife share or wives, plural, 2, 3, 4, is either 12.5% or either 25%. Husband share, just double it up. So either 25% or either 50%. My wife passes away, Allah give a long, long life. So remember, I inherit 50%. So they opposite Zaid, Allah give wife muhtarama of yours long, long life. She passes away, so you will inherit 25%. So husband share either 25 or either 50. Wife share either 12.5 or either 25%. So that finish is very easy to remember. And they must inherit, the surviving spouse must inherit. Remember that. Unless, I mean, some serious circumstances that the one spouse murdered the other spouse, Allah forbid. So then they won't inherit. Oh, Allah forbid, the one person became murtad, or both of them became murtad, Allah forbid, they denounced Islam and became apostates, then there won't be inheritance there. So remember, in death, the extreme circumstances. Therefore, I reiterate the word, in normal circumstances, they must inherit.
Mufti Sahib, as a recap, can we do the shares of the sons and the daughters?
First, we have to do daughters. So what we will say, if it's one daughter, 50%. Two or more daughters, this is all in the Quran. The husband, wife share, husband share 25-50%. The wife share 12.5-25% in the Quran Sharif. And that's in Surah 4, verse number 13. So you must remember, verse number 12. So Surah 4, verse number 12. And now we come to verse number 11 of Surah Nisa, chapter 4. So one daughter, half, 50%. Two or more daughters, so 2/3. words. And what happens if they son and daughter, or sons and daughter, different permutations? So li zakari mithlu hadhil unthayain, there will be double to single for the son. He will get 2/3, 2 shares, and the daughter will get 1 share. So remember, we are speaking about biological sons and daughters. We're not speaking about adopted son, adopted daughter, foster son, foster daughter, stepson, stepdaughter. No, they don't inherit. Yeah, biological, your own son, your own daughter. So that is what will happen. So repeat again, wa in kanat wahidatan falhan nis. So if the daughter is alone, then remember half 50%. Fa in kunna nisa'an fawqathnatain, if they're 2 or more, 2/3. And if she comes with her brother, so the son of the deceased, so daughter and son of the deceased, always look at their relationship to the deceased. Among themselves, the brother, sister, but to the deceased, the son and daughter. So then it will be ratio 2:1, and that is how quickly it will Zaid. Let's take 3 quick examples, quick, right? We have to keep you alert also. Suleiman Mota say he don't want to come because he's to blow his fuses and get confused, he say. So this type of things. But Zaid is doing well, so he's ready. First one is the son. Second one is a daughter, 8 and 2. So how many shares we'll make?
So we'll make 18.
Perfect, 100%. See, very easy. So 8, double up, 16, and 2 daughters, so 18. 9, 2.
20.
Perfect, see? So now you're getting used to it. 10.
30.
Mashallah. See, 100% you got thus far. So you see, you're making pakku now. You're getting your children, wife are making dua for you. So excellent, mashallah, because their shares must come full also. So you must remember, so that is not finished. All answers correct. So sons fair. So who we finish now? The husband, wife, their shares are done. Sons, daughters, their son. Now remember, this is a big mistake people make. Al-Ibnus Sulbi, what we call Al-Ibnus Sulbi. The biological son is not the Quranic heir, but he is so powerful, he must inherit in all circumstances, normal circumstances, unless Allah forbid he murders his father or mother or somebody like that, then he won't inherit, Allah forbid. Or he becomes a murtad and denounces Islam, becomes an apostate, then he won't inherit, Allah forbid. But normal circumstances, he must inherit. And remember the 2 laws I gave you, Mawla Zahid and the esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. What are the 2 golden rules? And it works across the board, across the spectrum. When you have the deceased son, then the deceased siblings, the brothers, sisters of the deceased, all will be deprived. They won't get inheriting. Who deprives them, Maulana?
Deceased son.
The son. Perfect. So this biological son is so powerful, he deprives all of them. The brothers, sisters, siblings of the deceased. Second person who deprives them is who? The biological father. So remember that. If the father is there, then the deceased brothers, sisters, so remember, they all get deprived and the father will inherit. And this is across the board 100%. So we must remember that and take cognizance of that as well.
Mufti Sahib, by way of recap again, the shares of the parents.
The shares of the parents, let's start with the mother. So I told you there's 2 rules. Remember the 2 rules. And I always say it in Arabic so it makes it easy. Remember, if you're going to read the Quran, you'll get a bit confused. So if you remember it, so these are like difficult parts of the Quran. Inda, at a time. Wujud, the existing, right? Ta'addud. So in the hujudi ta'addud, when the mayyit, the deceased, has left 2 or more siblings. So what it can be? It can be 2 brothers, 2 sisters, 1 brother, 1 sister. This is minimum. And min ayyi jihatin kanat, whether it is full brother, full sister, half sister from the father's side, half brother, half sister from the mother's side. So it doesn't matter. So they are. The deceased was survived by 2 or more brothers, 2 or more sisters, 2 or more siblings, brother and sister or more. So then the mother will get what? 1/6. The mother will get 1/6. So always remember, in the wujudi ta'addud. What is the meaning of ta'addud, Suleiman Mota? So when you got 2, 3, 4 wives, you say ta'addudul azwaj. You say that you got 2 wives, 3 wives, 4 wives. So you got 1 Hanafi, 1 Shafi'i, 1 Maliki, 1 Hanbali. So you must remember, so you say that person got ta'addudul azwaj, like that. So yeah, you say ta'addudul, we must remember ikhwa, so or akhawat, like that. So you must remember in the ta'addud, finish. So that it means siblings, right? So you got. Or in the wujudil walad. So the deceased is survived by a son or a daughter or both. So then the mother will get 1/6. So the mother share 1/6 either when there is a child or children of the deceased, or either when the deceased has got siblings. Siblings means two or more. Are we clear on that now?
Sí.
So what happens if the deceased doesn't have, my mother is alive, for example, and I pass away, and I don't have children. So remember, my mother will get thuluth, 1/3. How much my mother will get? 1/3. And you must remember that I pass away, and I don't have siblings. I don't have children, I don't have siblings. Or I have a sibling only, one only. So only one brother or one sister. So then also the mother will inherit 1/3. We clear now? So you must remember. So the mother will inherit 1/6 when the deceased has siblings, two or more. Or you must remember when the deceased is survived by a child, boy, son or daughter. Then 1/6 for her. So the opposite scenario, when there are no children, one, and there are no siblings, then you must remember the mother will inherit 1/3. Or there is one sibling, but no children, so remember the mother will inherit 1/3. We clear?
Sure.
So then remember the father, when there is a child, children, then the father will inherit 1/6. Remember that. And remember that if it's only father and mother, and there is no one else, remember that, to inherit and so forth. So then you must remember the mother will take 1/3 and 2/3 will go to the father, like that. Or for example, that there is one sibling, right? There is one sibling, then the mother will get 1/3 and 2/3 will go to the, so you must remember the one who, the 2/3 will go to the father, like that. Now, I want to clarify this one. This one is a bit tricky one, but it catches people. So now, the person passed away. Now, Maulana, I'm asking you the question. Now, you must think it out properly, right? So, Mata Zaidun, Zaid passed away. وَخَلَّفَ زَوْجَةً, so he left his wife. So his wife is Zainab, right? And he left Bintan. So he left, was survived by his wife and Zainab and Bintan, one daughter, and remember that is now who? So Aisha. And then Abban, and was then survived by the father of the deceased. So remember that this person passed away, the husband. So now he left his wife. So now this, he left a child also. So how much will this wife inherit, Maulana?
12.5%.
Excellent. You're becoming a small champion now, right? So now that, how much will the daughter, now we said Aisha, how much will she inherit?
50%.
Excellent. Very good. See, we're learning now. So now in your mind, you must already work it out. So now the wife of that person there, she will inherit 12.5%. And then remember the daughter Aisha, she will inherit how much? 50%. So that's 62.5% gone. Are we clear with that?
Sí.
Right. Now we said for the father, now this is what you will understand. We said for the father, when there's a child or children, how much will he inherit? The father.
1/6.
Perfect. Excellent. 1/6. So now we gave him, so we, where are we sitting by? 62.5%, right? So now it is 16.5%, 17% now. So add that 62 and say 17% plus minus, you understand? So 72 and then there's so 79% plus minus. So 79, 80%. So the 20, 21% is still left. So what happens to that? Will the wife get that? Will the daughter get that? No. Who will get that, Maulana? The father will get it. But the 1/6 he got and received as a Quranic heir, Zawil Furuz. And the Ma Baqiya, the residue, the remainder, he received as what we call it, Maulana?
The Asaba.
Perfect. Master, you're becoming a maestro now. So expert, you're becoming, MashaAllah. So the father. So again, that example. Suleiman Mota, you understanding? You must just shake his head, say, Ameen, Ameen. He says, yes, he understand. So you must remember, husband died, and wife got how much? 1/8, if we take the fractions. So 12.5%. And then for the daughter, a nis, so half, so 50%. For the father, 1/6. So now that's 16 and just under 17%. So when we accumulated joint holders, it worked out to 79-80% plus minus, we say. So now, but the fact remains, there's a residue, there's a balance, there's some remaining, and it's 20% plus. So that will go to the father because he inherits min jihatain. He inherits from both ways. Inherits from Quranic heirs and he inherits from asaba as well. Are you clear?
Chief.
Perfect. Excellent.
Mufti Saab, can we recap the shares of the brothers and the sisters?
Excellent. So you must remember, we finish the spouses, we finish the children, right? Sons, daughters, then we finish the parents. We have to call this takrar, we call that. Idha takarrara, takarrara. The first takarrara is with the kaf, and the second takarrara is with the kaf. When you make takrars, so when you repeat, then taqarrara, it enters the inner recesses of the heart, you see. Then in Karachi, when we went, I couldn't even speak Urdu, nothing and all that. So the story, people like stories, you know. But I realized one thing, to become a good student and become a good teacher, you know. So you mustn't be listening to others. So you must conduct the takrar. So I used to look around, you know, and I used to see some Pakistani guys who are very weak. So I tell them, "Aap mere saath baith jaiye." So you must sit with me. But I couldn't speak Urdu properly, half broken and this. So they must be thinking, now what must we sit with this guy? He can't even. So I say, no, I give you a chocolate from South Africa. You understand? One Milky Bar or one Bhawan or one, you know, all what we used to have those days. They say, bodacha, bodacha. So once a week, twice a week, we give them that. So they used to get fascinated, you see. So my benefit was, my Urdu was getting pakku, like, you know, it's getting perfect. And second benefit was, now you're learning ifham and tafheem, how to teach the students, you see. So therefore, I always say the student, the students, you mustn't be the sami', you mustn't be the one who's listening, you must be the mutakallim, you must. Then you will gauge whether you are explaining in such a manner. We never ever dreamt that 25 years ago and all one day in radio, thousands of people, that was beyond. This is Allah's fazal, Allah's mercy. Hada min fadli rabbi, hada rahmatu min rabbi. We can never thank Allah enough. So that is just Allah, and then capital came and so forth. The rest is history. Allah give them all the reward fi dunya wal akhirah. Sirius FM, Allah reward our Faisal Asmal, Yusuf Asmal, all of them. So mashallah, the, all their listeners also can benefit and so forth. So remember that these type of things are very important, and especially inheritance. Otherwise you just go forward. It's like that Hafiz student, he's taking sabak, but he forgot all his back sabak, you know. So then how many students like that? You ask them, you finish? You say, finish. I say, come, I test you. You say, no, all that paras I forgot. So what's the sense then, Baba? So you must remember this type of things here. Like it's when we used to go and test the children from Newcastle, our principal, Hazrat Muqasim Sema, Allah give him Jannatul Firdaus, Rahimahullah. He say, you go, yeah, you go, yeah. So I used to play a lot with the students. I walk in there serious, you know, and I'm tall like a giant, and they small. So I say, you, read Lam Yakun Lilladhina. He said, no, Maulana told us that surah is too long, we don't have to learn. I say, all right. I say, you read Iqra Bismi. He say, our Maulana told us that surah got the sajda tilawat, we don't have to learn. So two surahs gone already, so 20 surahs left, from Wad Duha downwards. So that is how, you know, you just make. Then you make one joke, then they get a little bit cooled down. down. So the point I'm making here is this, that's why we do this revision, to make pakku 100%, you see? So this type of thing. So let's come to the siblings now, brothers and sisters. So if we remember, now this is again, I told you this last week also, take the shares of the daughters, and thereafter you take the shares of the sisters, then they are the same. And I'll explain to you two, three things there. So let's go back to the daughter's share, the biological daughter. What we said? We said if the daughter is one, 50%. We said if there are two or more daughters, then remember there will be two-thirds. If there's a daughter and a son, or daughters and sons, the permutations can differ all the time. So remember the ratio will be 2-1, right? So now go to full brother, full sister. Go to half brother, half sister from the father's side. Consanguine, brother, consanguine, sister. But these are all difficult words, just leave it. So we say half brother, half sister from the father's side. What it means? They share the same father, but their mothers are different. So once you have full brother, full sister, or you have half brother, half sister with the same father, so they are half brother, half sister from the father's side, so the same laws will work, but the difference will be that they will be deprived, all of them, if there's a son, and all of them will be deprived if there is a father. You see? So that is what we must know. Now let's take example. So now you must remember that there is a two brothers, two sisters. So what, how you work it out, Maulana? Two brothers, two sisters, how much the share will be for them?
Six.
Perfect. You see, you just double up the boys. So like that. And then if they, so remember, if they are full brother, full sister, then the half brother, half sister, automatically they're deprived. So they will inherit, the half brother, half sister will inherit when there's no full brother, no full sister. Right? So I mean, that is common sense also. So that is, now that you will find in the ending. You must remember of Surah An-Nisa, where Almighty Allah teaches us, yastaftunak. They ask you, Ya Rasulullah Mustafa Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, the query, the question. We get hundreds of queries per day, per week, with Allah's help, Allah's mercy. So in technical jargon, what you call it? Istifta. What you call? Istifta. So you must remember in a case like that, then Almighty Allah teaches us, you must remember, Qulillahu yuftikum fil kalalah. So Almighty Allah Jalla wa Ala gives you the fatwa regarding the kalalah. So Allah is the mufti. What it means Allah is the mufti? Allah is passing the verdict. Therefore, Ibn Qayyim al-Jawziyah rahimahullah wrote a wonderful book which I have, A'lamul Muwaqqi'in al-Rabbil Alameen. You can read A'lam or I'lam both ways. You, O Alim, you, O Mufti, you are signing that fatwa on behalf of Almighty Allah. Therefore, you must be very careful and circumspect. So like yesterday, I was asking Hazrat Mufti Rizal Laksab, our Honorable Ustad, what happens in this case, this case. So when you're not sure, then you must ask the seniors. They will explain to you and so forth. So not just you give fatwa and you just take chances. So that's a major, major sin. Remember that. So the point I'm making here is this. So that is why to give fatwa is a very big responsibility. So that what I explained. So kalala we did last week. Ma adal walid wal walad. So remember that person doesn't have a father, doesn't have children. Like me, I'm kalala. So father passed away, no children, so now when I pass away, I'm kalala. Right, so we did that. Now this is end of Surah An-Nisa, chapter number 4 and verse number 176. The last verse. Easy to remember, the last verse. So there Allah Jalla Wala is discussing who and explaining what? That, that brother and sister who are full brother, full sister, or half brother, half sister from the father's side. Right. And now who's left? Akhun li ummin and ukhtun li ummin. So the uterine brother, the uterine sister, which means that the half brother, half sister from the mother's side, they share, you must remember, the same mother, but their fathers are different. So I told you about that in Surah 4 and verse 12, chapter 4, verse 12. I read again. Wa in kana rajulun yurathu kalalatan aw imra'a. So if a person is kalala, the deceased can be male or female. So now who's going to inherit? Now look in the Quran. Walahu akhun aw ukhtun. So I told you last week, what is the tafsir of it? Sa'd ibn Abi Waqqas radiallahu anhum, and then what is to say? Walahu akhun li ummin aw ukhtun li ummin. So then that kalala person, he left a half brother or a half sister from the mother's side. He left a uterine brother or uterine sister. Falikulli wahidin minhum as-sudus. So if they're alone, they will inherit 1/6. فَإِنْ كَانُوا أَكْثَرَ مِنْ ذَلِكَ. If they are more than one, فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ. So if they are two or more, and they are half brothers, half sisters from the mother's side, then they will inherit. But inherit how? Equally. Yet the law of ratio 2:1 will not be effective. Why will it not be effective, Mawlana Zahid? Look at the Quran. فَهُمْ شُرَكَاءُ فِي الثُّلُثِ. Which word Allah used? Shuraka. So the plural of Sharik. So they will be equal in that 1/3. Right? Sure. So therefore, in this case, the siblings who share the same mother, but their fathers are different, and remember, they're inheriting 1/6 if they're alone, or 1/3 if they're more than one. So if they're more than one, and they are brothers and sisters or whatever, so in case like that, it will be 1/3. But we must add this note as well, because they are half brother, half sister, so they're not only deprived by the father, they are deprived by the father and by the grandfather, opa, pasapa, the dada, abul ab. So he also ijma'an will deprive them, and ijma'an means this consensus. Similarly, they will be deprived by the ibn, the son, and the bint, the daughter as well will deprive them. So who will deprive them? Father deprives them, son deprives them, daughter deprives them, and the dada, the opa, pasapa, abul, that jadde sahi, what we call, we'll discuss just after the break. So you must remember the grandfather, paternal grandfather also will deprive them. So that is for these ones here. Who are they? They are the siblings, you must remember, uterine brother, uterine sister, half brother, half sister from the mother's side. Are we clear now?
Sure.
So that is alhamdulillah. So we took care now today of the husband, wife, son, daughter, parents, and now the brothers and sisters. Right? So all are done there. Alhamdulillah.
Inshallah, we'll go for a short break and then we'll continue with the shares of the grandparents.
Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah. Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahle Sunnah wal Jamaah.
Esteemed listeners of Sirius FM and Marcus Sahaba, the voice of Ahlus Sunnah wal Jamaah, we return back to this program. Mufti Saab, can we do the shares of the grandparents?
Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. So let us discuss the grandparents now. They also fall under, remember, the Zawil Furuz, the Quranic heirs. So let's start with the Dada. Now see, this, esteemed listeners, you need to understand this. When in Islamic terminology, for inheritance purposes, we say jad, we say grandfather, then it means we use the term al-jaddu sahi, the right, the correct grandfather, not all grandfathers. So what do we mean by the correct grandfather, al-jaddu sahi? It means the deceased Abul Ab, the deceased father's father. What we will say in our vernacular, Meman, Gujarati, Urdu, all that, Dada. What in Afrikaans you will say, Opa, Pa, Sapa. like that. So the paternal grandfather. So that is what it means. Not the Nana. The Nana doesn't feature at all. So we must remember, yeah, he doesn't feature at all. His rank comes very, so after very long. So take that out of your mind. The Nana doesn't inherit at this juncture, at this point here. So when we tell you Jat, Jat means Jim Dal. It means grandfather. So first thing, know the definition of the grandfather for inheritance purposes. So it refers to the Dada, to the father's father, paternal grandfather, Opa, Pa, Sapa. Right? So that's first thing. Okay? So who is excluded already? The Nana, Abul So you must remember, Ma Sapa. So that is deprived of, that is excluded. Remember that. He's not in, he doesn't feature at all. So you must remember that. That's one point. Now, this Jad here, he inherits everything just like the father. Al Jaddu Kal Abi. The Jad will just be like the father. So remember that. So what did we say about the father? So if there's a child there, so then the father gets 1/6. So he will get 1/6. So you must remember that, and he must inherit, except one case. Where will he? Manana, let's see if you can work it out quickly. Where will he, the Jad, the grandfather, be deprived? When who is present?
The father.
Excellent. There's it there. Why will he be deprived? If somebody asks you, why will the grandfather, the dada, paternal grandfather be deprived? Because Islamic law of inheritance works on, this is some big words now, on the law of al-aqrab fal-aqrab, right? What is the meaning of aqrab fal aqrab? The law of proximity, the law of nearness. The nearer you are to the deceased, you inherit. The further you are, you get deprived. Let's go the opposite way. Ibn, the son must inherit. Now there's a son and there's Ibnul Ibn. So the grandson. So who will inherit in that case?
The son.
The son. So the grandfather can bequeath for the grandson, the grandchildren. That is permissible, but not inheritance, because the son is present. So this is a golden rule. You must remember in Islamic law of succession, of Islamic law of inheritance, that we work on the law of al-aqrab fal-aqrab. The nearer you are, you inherit. The further you are, then you don't inherit. Like now we will say, Jad, he will inherit when there's no father. But now the Nana jumps up, or the daughters, they jump up, but what about my father? You understood? And this time, say, no. The Jad, Fasid, we call him. So he, the disqualified father, grandfather, so remember, he will inherit, but after many, many, like, you understand, scenarios and all that, not now. So therefore, because the link, he is coming through the mother, not through a female, and not through the male. So therefore, you'll not inherit. So therefore, we must remember these facts here. So that is one. Now there's one masla. Now this masla is both pechida masla here. This masla here is, you must remember, very difficult. Sahabas used to even say, some sahaba, if you want, or we won't go into this because it's very, very complicating, but I'll just give you the summary of it, you know, the labbe lubab. So you must remember that I die, and my father predeceased me, my father already passed away, but my dada, so you must remember, my paternal grandfather is alive, and my brothers are alive. You understood? My brothers, my sisters, whatever, does this, but we just say brothers here. So in a case like that, now when I died, I was survived by my dada, my grandfather, and I was survived by my brothers. So what is the qadiyya? What is the masla? What is the issue? The issue is mirasul jad wal ikhwa. What do you call it? The inheritance of the grandfather, the dada, with the brothers of the deceased. That's the issue. That's what we must discuss. Are we clear? Now that is why I told you, Maulana, because I know that you did that. So in our Darulums, 90% of them, they teach Siraji. Now a masla like this, it won't be even covered. There's not even mentioned. If you tell the students, they get very surprised. First time in their life, they're hearing it. Because there, that chapter, that part is not even discussed, is not included in the kitab. Therefore, I always say, it's better we use some new kitabs, like our ustad, our Sheikh Muhammad Ali Sabuni, Rahimahullah, he passed away last year in Istanbul, Turkey. He wrote a whole chapter on this in his book, Al-Mawarith fi Shariat al-Islamiyah, Islamic Inheritance and all that, so Islamic Law of Succession. So there you will find in the first page how Sahaba used to say, please don't ask us this year, because this is very difficult, lot of complications, lot of difference of opinion, does that. The summary of it is this. But we got the masla first of all. It's no sense we discuss the witr, but we don't know the isha. So again I'm repeating, who passed away? A person passed away. Who are the heirs? We just call them heirs for our purpose. So it is the dada, the paternal grandfather, and the brothers of the deceased. Right? We're clear with that. In Arabic we will say, Mirathul Jad wal Ikhwa. Right? So now you take the Hanafi school. So what I told you, the Hanafis are, they say, Al Jaddu Kal Abi. The Jad, the Dada, is just like the father. So if I'm asking you this question, Namona Zaid, now think properly, right? If I passed away and I was survived by my biological father and my brothers, my sisters, whatever, brothers, so what will happen in a case like that? There's no one else. What will happen? My father is there and my siblings are there. So what will happen?
The father and the siblings will inherit.
The father and the siblings will inherit.
No, the father will inherit.
And? Who else? Siblings?
The father deprives the siblings.
There's it. Remember the law.
Chi.
So now the answer is right. So remember, everything will go to who?
The father.
The father. And the siblings will be deprived. Because I gave it the law.
Chi.
I told you, once the father, biological father comes, all siblings of the deceased are deprived. We clear?
Chi.
Right. Now Hanafi say that you say, Al-Jaddu Kal-Abi. That the dada, the paternal grandfather, the opa, pasapa, is just like the father. So Hanafi's way is straightforward. So when I passed away and I left my dada passed away in 1933. I was there by his graveyard, by his grave just 2 weeks ago, 10 days ago. So I was looking at the date also, and my daddy passed away 69 because she passed away in our house. I remember that clearly. I was doing hips. So anyway, you must remember that. So when the dada is alive, the father passed away already, and I have brothers also, so Hanafi say that the paternal grandfather, the dada, is just like the father. The grandfather is just like the father. So what will happen? So all the siblings will be?
Deprived.
Are we clear now? Yes. There will be no doubt. That is one side of the coin. Now we go to the other side of the coin. What do Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis say? They say, no. That you can't, we don't accept that. We don't accept that. So what you don't accept? This law, Al-Jaddu Kal-Abi. The dada, that is just like the father. The grandfather is like, so we don't accept that in this instance. We don't accept it. So we say, fine, because everybody got different verdicts of Sahaba and so forth, radiallahu anhu. So in a case like that, we say, okay, fine. So you tell us. So these are two terms you must remember. So I just give you an example, right? I die, I pass away. I am survived by my dada, my paternal grandfather, and two brothers, or three brothers, or four, whatever you want to make it, or one brother also. Let's just make it three brothers, odd number. Right. So they will say, Shafi'is, Malikis, Hanbalis, that what you must do, you must work out two problems. Imma as-sudus, you work out one share, one sixth for the grandfather. All right? You work out one sixth for the grandfather. And then, now there are three brothers there, so therefore just make it three. And then you must put the grandfather there, you see? So you put the grand. Now the grandfather, for our calculation purposes, will be considered like one brother also. So for calculation, we'll say, I died and how many brothers I left?
Three brothers.
No,
four brothers.
How many?
Four.
You understood three. That?
Mm.
So now, if we take 1/6, you'll get plus minus 17%, less than 17. And if we say we work, now this they call muqasama. What we call? Muqasama. So you consider him kal akh, you consider him like a brother. So, but there are three brothers, and he will become like a brother, that is the opa, the dada, the paternal grandfather. So now we make, what we call it? Muqasama. So now it means that how many shares there will be? There will be four shares.
Sure.
Right. So now, 25, 25, 25, 25. So in this instance here, so which share is better for Dada? The Sudus or Muqasama? Which one is better? If you get Sudus, 1/6, he's getting just less than 17%. And if you take Muqasama, he's getting?
He's getting a quarter.
Yeah, how much percent?
25%.
So that's better for him. You got it?
Mm.
So that is the summary of the whole thing. There are conditions and all. So that is a whole chapter, long chapter, does this, but this I just gave you summary. If somebody is writing and you understand, because the woman, they tell me we understand inheritance, but then afterwards it gets too confusing, and then I tell them, no, it's not only confusing, the fuses get blown. When we teach the Da'alum also, the students also get mixed up. I have to give every student one problem, and I have to walk around with the stick, you know, and see, because they can't copy. Everybody's problem is different like that. So you must remember that is how the Shafi is, Malik is, Hanbali is, Mazhab work. We clear now with that? So we finish now with Dada. Dada is finished. He must inherit in all cases except one case. What is the one case? When the father of the deceased is there. So obviously, and why will he deprive? Because the law of al-aqrab fal-aqrab, the law of proximity, the law of nearness. And otherwise he will inherit. And so, and what happens if Jad, the grandfather, comes with the brothers of the deceased? So Hanafis say brothers deprived, and remember, grandfather must inherit, end of the story. Even if it takes the whole estate, right? And the Shafi's, Malikis will say, no, we will calculate this way, that way, that way. We make a Sudus, one problem. And then we make Muqasama, another one. We consider him to be one of the brothers, you see. Then we will see which one is advantageous, more beneficial for him, and that is how. You understand it? So this is a little bit, our ulama also, they don't do this here, most of them, because they only do through Siraji. And Siraji don't discuss this issue at all. You must remember that. You got it now? Now we come to Jeddah. Jeddah will be, why Jeddah is called Jeddah? When you go Umrah, Hajj, you land in Jeddah. So why is called Jeddah, Mawlana? Jeddah is called Jeddah. The harbor there was conquered during the time of Sayyidina Usman's time. It became effective and all that. And our mother, spiritual mother, I went there also. So remember Sayyida Hawa, not Hawa, Hawa, H-A-W-W-A. Always remember the law when there is a Shaddah. There's a Tajdeed. Then in English, that letter will be repeated. So you won't say H-A-W-A, you will say H-A-W-W-A. Mm. You got it? Remember that. Right. Now Sayyida Hawa radiallahu anha is buried there. So the grandmother, 1/6, finished. Right? Whether it's Dadima or Nanima. Right? Whether it's Dadima or Nanima, maternal grandmother or paternal grandmother, 1/6. Now what happens if both of them are alive? So they will share the 1/6. We got it? Right. Now what happens, Namana, you must answer. What happens if the mother is there and the grandmother is there? So who will inherit?
The mother.
Mother. And this grandmother, one of them, both of them, all deprived. Why? What is the law? Why are we depriving them? What will you say? Because of?
Al-aqrab fal-aqrab.
Perfect. Excellent. So, therefore, I'm testing you because it will be fresh. You see, in my mind and your mind. So, there. Now, one masla, then we finish for today. See, understand. Therefore, you must know Arabic to understand these issues. It makes it much easier. What is the definition of a grandmother? Right? Ummul My mother's mother, my nanima. Right? I saw her also. She passed away 27 night. So Allah give them Jannatul Firdaus. And Ummul Ab. So Dadima. Isn't my
si.
Father's mother.
Hmm.
Are we clear?
Si.
So when there's a mother, she will deprive all grandmothers.
Si.
Right?
Hmm.
And when there's a father, he will deprive the Dadima. He will deprive the Dadima. Because why? So because he's there. So the father is there and the Dadima is there. So she will get deprived. But the Nanima, mother's mother, she will inherit. So you must remember that. Are you clear what I'm saying?
Si.
So if there's a mother, all grandmothers deprived. And if there's a father, then the paternal grandmother, she will get deprived. But the maternal grandmother, she will inherit. Are you understanding?
Si.
So that's finished now. So that is about the grandmother and all of them. So alhamdulillah, we finished the both of. So now what we did, just to end up and conclude, summarize the whole thing. We did husband-wife share. We did brother-sisters share. We did sons and daughters share. And we did parents share.
Hmm.
And now today's lesson, we did grandparents share. You see that?
Si.
So that is the, and the one masla is very, very difficult, that we won't go into that because then you'll get completely confused. That is when there is the grandfather and the brother. But I gave you just the gist of it and the summary of it. Right?
Si.
So that is the, okay. Jazakallah khairan. So that ends our sixth episode today on the 15th day of Rajab, corresponding to 17th of February, mashallah. And inshallah tonight, make dua. Tonight is Jumu'ah. Abundant Durood Sharif, Salawat, and Surah Kahf, and Surah Dukhan, inshallah. Allah Ta'ala accept all. Barakallahu feek. Salaamu alaykum wa rahmatullah.
We say Jazakumullah khairan to Mufti Sahib and to all our listeners of Sirius FM and Markaz Sahaba, the voice of Ahlu Sunnah wal Jama'ah. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.